Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl for 2-in-1 disinfection, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Yo, what is going on? And welcome to another episode of the Urban Pitch Podcast, the beautiful game of life, part of the Believe Network. I'm Ramsey Abushala, editor of UrbanPitch.com, and we got the co-executive directors of Vibes in the Building, Bridget Flores and Julio Monterosa. What's going on, y'all?
What is going on?
Chilling like a villain.
Honestly, it feels so, like, silent after the last couple weeks we've had.
It's been a chaotic few episodes. Even before the 100th, where we were, before Kellen. Kellen was 99. We were kind of, like, just, like, chaos. It was just chaos.
Yeah, but
we're taking a breath today. Right. It's just us three in the studio today.
It feels so weird for it to be this quiet.
Yeah, I mean, I was even setting up, like, I put the chair in the wrong spot, like, you know.
You're like, wait, hold on, no one's gonna be here.
Yeah, yeah,
but I know, what the hell? I just Bridget's realized Julio's on
Julio,
my couch.
Yeah, Julio's encroaching
on your couch.
On Bridget's corner. Buy another one.
I'm gonna let you join me today.
Hey, this thing's really got into Rich's head, honestly. Like, can we talk about egos on this podcast? Like, because it's getting crazy.
Ooh. I'm humble.
Oh, okay. Is that how we're starting?
I'm a humble guy.
Okay, all right. I thought we were gonna get into, you know, some MLS stuff.
Know.
You know, talk about the
NBA mad that she
season.
Like, she licks away, she can't apply for a job.
Oh man. Okay, all right, let's get into this. So
love you, Bridget.
Yeah, kick you off this couch.
I mean, we've seen plenty of podcasts break up once they get to a certain spot. You know, we're trying to avoid that. You know, we're unity. You
the
know?
Year just started, y'all. Like, let's just get it. You know, keep it pushing.
Quarter one is done.
Yeah, hey man.
The evaluations are coming in.
Taxes are due
tax
soon.
Season.
I mean, I don't know how we got here, but
I have no idea.
Let's
wrap it up.
So. I mean, we haven't had a chance to talk about, you know, some MLS stuff, you know, NWSL stuff, a lot of stuff going on in the soccer world. So, you know, we can use today's episode to kind of catch up.
Yeah.
You know, obviously.
Yep.
I don't know why I said it like that.
That was the news. That was like the news anchor. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's get into it. Back to you, Julio. Yeah.
The weather is nice. A little rainy.
Let's get your thoughts on the MLS season so far. LAFC, LA Galaxy, you know, kind of mirror images of each other right now. LAFC, you know, riding high. Two wins, haven't dropped a game yet. You know, they have one draw, two wins. Second in the Western Conference to St. Louis. St. Louis is killing it. We'll talk about them a little bit.
Big dogs.
But as, you know, resident Vibes directors, y'all's been at the stadium both for MLS seasons and Champions League games. What was it like to just be back in the stadium and working y'all's Vibes, taking them in and then giving them out as well?
Yeah, I feel like the first game back, it felt like the first day of school. When you go back, everybody's like looking good, you know, the fresh haircut.
Julio had his fit laid out. He was sleeping
next
to it.
Yeah, he was sleeping next to it like this. with two jerseys. He didn't know which one to wear.
You know that kid that just came, like, forgot it was the first day of school and did it last minute? That was me, because I came back. obliterated.
Yeah, yeah. Julio.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't even remember what the first day. What was it? What was it?
It was the day after the 100th episode, no, and Julio came wildin'.
He did.
I was vibing.
Yeah, vibing. You were coming in hot.
Leaving a mess in the press box.
I know. Doesn't clean up after himself. Head ass.
I'm talent. I shouldn't be cleaning up after myself. Oh, I'm the one with the ego.
Egos. They all talk about egos. What's going on?
Exactly. You see. Acting up. You get one pass, he starts acting up. What do you do? Make us get it for him.
Yeah.
Put it on him.
Yeah. I mean.
Pause.
Yeah. Yo.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, what else?
So first day school vibes. What else?
It was. BetOnline remains your number one source for all your college basketball betting this season. Get analysis of every play, prop, and point at BetOnline. You'll find the latest odds, bracket contests, team matchups, and game trends at BetOnline. Updated odds for everything from live games, the conference championships, right through the Final Four and championship game. BetOnline is your college basketball headquarters this season. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to sign up and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Be sure to use our promo code, that's BLEAV, to receive your bonus. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts. So cool though. I thought it was really funny how like everyone we saw were like, "Hey, what's up? We're back. First day, first game." And then everybody's like, "What's up, champion? What's up?" Because you know, LAFC took championship, so it felt like everyone was celebrating and just like coming back together and appreciating, just like coming off of the high. You know, like LAFC are the champs. You know, they're coming in hot and like we're ready to take on another season, and like you could feel that from like the fans, you feel it from like everyone that we were like bumping into and talking to. So that felt really good. It felt really dope to have that like energy.
It was amazing. It was fun. I don't think they opened Sunset Deck that day.
Nah, because they were doing the whole ring ceremony.
Yeah, they knew better.
It was
they were
a private party.
Yeah, we were not invited. LAFC, you got to get it together.
Next time.
Yeah, but no, it was fun. It was a great time. And just seeing old friends, like seeing the same people we always with during those games. Right. It was great. And I also went to the home opener for
LA Galaxy. Galaxy. Speak on it.
Yeah, so go ahead.
I don't know what, I don't know.
Crickets.
No, it wasn't. Like,
it wasn't, yeah.
That's like, the crazy part.
That's the craziest boycott I've ever been a part of, because like, it was a lot of people there.
So, I mean.
Like when Ralph needed to employ people, a lot of people were crossing that line.
Yeah.
Not caring.
Yeah, yeah. It was the Ralph's, the grocery market strike of 2003, 2002.
Oh, man, I was there. I enjoyed it.
Julio was a scab.
Yeah.
So, I was at the Champions Lounge, got to talk to our boy, Brown and Memo.
Okay, nice.
So, like, I talked to both of them. So, it was great seeing, like, two people that came on the podcast. The vibes were great. It was more, it's two different audiences. Like, people go to LAFC games to go party.
Yeah.
People go to LA Galaxy to enjoy the game.
Yeah.
But, like, they switched up a little things. They had a party after the game. Real techno vibes. But it was great. Like, I enjoyed it. It was fun. Got to see some of my old friends as well. But, yeah, like I said, the boycott, it was the stadium looked 85% full.
So
it could have been more.
On TV, I was watching on TV, and, like, I was surprised because, you know, we talked about the boycott. Yeah, and I was thinking, you know, the fans would, you know, have that pull, and they would stick together, and they did, you know.
To go inside the stadium.
The supporters were protesting outside the stadium. You know, they're making their voices heard throughout the preseason, and, you know, they stuck to their word for the most part because – while the most of the stadium did have, you know, was filled to capacity of what it looked like, once you looked at the standing section behind, you know, the goal, that was sparsely
filled. It's like 30% full, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Like, you know,
but it was, I feel like as the game went on, a lot of people started trickling in, and that spot started getting a little bit more filled up.
It saw the people that have been wanting to be supporters their whole life. They're like, this is my time to go in there and be a part of this.
They didn't even know the songs. They're just going,
yeah, they're just like.
Yeah, I mean, so that, like, the final, I think the official attendance was it was like 23,000, which is not, we don't know what the actual number was because that's just the amount of tickets that were sold. So the fans that, you know, have season tickets that didn't show up, their attendance is still being counted. So we don't know like exactly what it was. that section behind the goal is like the Victoria Block section. That's, I mean, that there's a lot of people who can fit in there. So definitely wasn't that 23,000 mark in there, but
18.
Yeah, it did look like it was pretty
full. So the middle. All right, so like, yeah, of course that section looked a little empty, but the rest of the stadium looked easily 80-90%. Every row was like 80-90% filled up. So it's hard to take the supporter side.
Yeah.
Well, we know for sure the supporters, like the ride or dies,
right?
The OGs, they're for sure standing their ground. Yeah.
But it's hard to take them serious when like the rest of the stadium is like still coming in, and it sucks because I know what they're doing. I know what they're going through. Like, they just love their team and they want their team to get better, but the team, like from what I saw, the team is not bad. They're missing Chicha, so they were missing somebody that can score a goal. But the team looks strong. That the guy Neal, he's a stud.
Jay Neal's gonna be a star.
They just signed two Argentinian and a Brazilian outside backs. Mm-hmm. That's what they needed. Efrain is playing right now, but I think Boyd is coming back like slowly. So like, they have a great team. They're not deep, but their starting 11 is, I think, is up there with the best in MLS soccer right now. It's just I don't know what the supporters want.
So, yeah, so it's definitely not a great look for the supporters that, you know, but when you speak to them and you hear them talk, it's like they were not forcing, like they were saying, if you want to go to the game, go. You know, this is just what obviously they were saying, you know, boycott the stadium, do all this, but it's not like they were like, you know, like forcibly taking people out and being
dragging
like, yo, don't
you out.
You know what I mean? Like, they're reasonable enough to expect, you know, like people are still going to want to see them play. I think their voices are still being heard, but it does definitely take away a little bit from their argument. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see, you know, how strong they stand, because it's not like, you know, it's easy to just be like, oh man, like, you know, one game, there's a lot of people in the stadium.
Right.
You know, give up. I think they stand at least a couple more, and then if they start winning, because right now, I mean, the results haven't come in. Mm-mm. So
he's gonna be out by the end of the season. They just hired LAFC. I forgot the guy's name. It was LAFC Kuntz? Number two.
Kuntz?
I forgot his name. It might be him. He worked at LAFC's front office. Mm-hmm. From people that I worked that used to work at LAFC, what they told me, he was the guru with the salary cap.
Bringing in Bale and
So LAFC just
okay. He knows how to go back channel type
work,
stuff.
Work for the Yankees as well. So like he's known as a genius with the salary caps.
Yeah.
He quit LAFC and now Galaxy just hired him on. So from what I heard, he left LAFC because he wanted to be number one. So I'm thinking they're gonna buy clean out. They're gonna have to buy him out. If you're bringing a person that is well respected through the MLS, like MLS space of being a salary cap guru, you're not bringing him on just to be a number two again.
Yeah.
Like
you're
nobody
bringing
wants
him on to make the smart moves.
Yeah, nobody brings nobody on, especially somebody that's been doing the same thing as a number two. Nobody brings him on in a new company to be a number two. They're gonna make him at number one, but I'm thinking they're gonna buy Klein out before summer.
He's probably gonna be the one to have to make the calls that no one has been wanting to make.
Yeah.
I mean, buying out that contract he just signed.
It's 5 years, right? Five?
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, that's gonna be a pretty hefty payout. So.
AEG got it.
Yeah, AEG. Yeah. Yeah.
If somebody got it, AEG.
I think they got it.
Yeah, yeah. That's like one of those like you don't really know what they do. Like, you know what I mean? It's like they're just everywhere.
you just see their name everywhere.
Right.
For
exactly.
Real. Every ticket. Everything.
Yeah. Yeah. But elsewhere in the league, we mentioned briefly St. Louis killing it right now. Winner. They haven't dropped the game yet.
There's a lot of conspiracy going on in St. Louis because of the games. Have you seen the goals like they made?
Yeah, bro. So
there's like a whole
first
Reddit.
Game, Austin FC, man. What was going on?
There's a whole Reddit about like, oh, the MLS wants to like make St. Louis cool because look how they're winning games. So like that's what happened.
I haven't seen the goals.
Oh my god,
goals like suspicious
really?
Own goals.
There's
bro.
A whole
like,
conspiracy.
Suspicious of, own goals.
There's like a whole like community about how like look at this play. Look, I'm like, dude, come on now, like.
People are really looking into it.
That, yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of video analysts on freaking Reddit, yo.
Yeah, I mean, Reddit goes deep into the
oh, yeah, they
that's
have
like,
time.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but they have
they
time.
They have time. So that's why I started laughing. I'm like, because like, I just started thinking about it, like, because like I'm starting to believe it. I'm like, that pass back?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that for sure.
And
they want
he was with St. Louis before. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Wild.
So
it's crazy.
Yeah, but One thing I wanted to bring up with this, you know, obviously the fans are shown out, you mm-hmm. know, the stadium is packed. We've seen this now with the more recent expansion clubs to join MLS, whether it's Charlotte, Austin, Nashville, mm-hmm. LAFC, where the fan bases are strong. The teams are good for the most part. I mean, Inter Miami, you know, it's like kind of like an asterisk there. But so it's not like across the board. But for the most part, these new clubs that are coming in have really good fan bases, pretty decent teams. Like Austin FC was really good last year. Nashville has been fantastic. And then it looks like for at least the beginning stages of the season, still very early, you know, and a couple of fluke wins, it's the St. Louis is, you know, solid as well. But what are y'all's thoughts on these new teams coming in and kind of injecting some like flavor to MLS?
I think that St. Louis, like, be what it is, a goal's a goal, and they're taking the win at the end of the game. And what they're like, I think they're number one right now
in the Western, Conference. Like, I mean, it's kind of messed up that they're in the West, but
right,
like, which St. Louis is not on the West Coast. But it's like just like the current, ideally with the expansion, you'd think another West Coast team is going to come, and then they move kind of like how Nashville, they move Nashville to the East, but it's just MLS being weird.
Regardless, like they're number one right now if you look at the standings, mm-hmm. which is, I think, for their first year, it says a lot, and I think that a lot of that motivation and that good pressure comes from the fan base. It comes from the audience. It comes from what we saw their first game, the stadium look like. That looked super sick. Rocking. Like
they
that was
like the flags.
Yeah, like just like the I don't know how to
atmosphere.
The atmosphere. The just like the color, you know, coordination. Yeah. It just looks so like. Sick. And I think that inspires and like pushes the team to be like, hell yeah.
As
like,
a vibes merchant, you appreciate what you see.
We look at the vibes. Yeah. We identify like the color coordination, the technique of the, you know, the waves, the sound. Yeah. It's there.
If they don't have a Band-Aid night where they do that, everybody puts their hair on.
Hey,
so
Nelly night. They need Nelly night.
They need a Nelly night. Who says San Luis? Yo. Hip hop. Yeah, where you hop to the hip. Yeah, like they need a San Luis.
It's like a Nelly theme night. Nelly theme night.
Because it's all in my head. Like,
don't get him started with the Nelly.
Hey, like, what do you guys think about the jerseys? Because the more I see them, the more I hate them.
Which ones?
St. Louis.
I like their home, the pink. I mean, you know, it's not plain. I do. Their away's so-so. But I think their jerseys are all right.
Every time I see it, it's not.
It's like a mid-tier kit for me.
Yeah, it's like it's not nice on the eyes.
Julio, well, it's too flashy for Julio. Julio, we all know Julio's a simple man. He loves his simple.
He's basic.
Hey, I'm basic, girls. I don't go out. I'm stay home safe.
Yeah, right.
I like holding hands on walks on the beach.
Right now, you're at an average.
And I don't cheat.
No. Let's not even go there. Not because of you, but
the way she said it, it seemed like she had some receipts that she was ready to give out.
Oh, so we talk about dirt. I got some dirt right now.
Hey, Bridges Corner. Let's go to Bridges Corner right now.
So the
T report. She's got
breaking
that
news.
She's the one that did that little Instagram. No, I'm joking.
Oh my goodness! I made a whole TikTok on Julio. Dang, you see, I forgot what I was gonna say.
She started it.
Oh, something I was gonna say though, going back to LAFC and like the vibes of the first game and just like the being back at the stadium, I'm noticing there's a lot more influencers and like celebrities and people coming in and like being a part of the fan base and the fan experience.
Yeah,
and I think that comes from like winning a championship. But also, like, I think that aspect of it is growing, too. Like, becoming more, like, there's more awareness of
the game. It's like a cool
place
to be. It's like, you know, the Lakers, they have, like, the celebrity fan cam. You know, it's the same type of stuff where, you know, you want to come, hang out, have a good time.
Exactly.
So Bridget's saying all these influencers are clout chasers. Ooh!
She's like, I was here from day one. You guys are just coming here when it's hot.
All of a sudden, you're going to be here. Nah.
They don't even let me in my area because of you guys.
They took my pass to give it to you.
They're gentrifying the BMO.
Influencifying.
Give me back the bank.
Bring back the bank. Dang. But yeah, also the name is kind of like slowly but surely like getting more like.
I know.
We're getting more used to it, you know, BMO.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I have no allegiance to the Bank of California, you know. So like,
I don't even bank with them. Though.
Yeah, exactly. So like, but.
It's not even about the bank. It's the color scheme. Like,
Yeah.
You know, like yeah, it just they does fit not, in. It fit it in perfect. Did, yeah. They fit in so yeah. like well.
But like once Toronto comes, we're gonna play for that BMO name. Toronto's a,
Toronto FC because yeah, they have
BMO, the BMO
yeah.
Cup, the
yeah,
BMO Derby,
the BMO Cup. Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
So I'm sorry
yeah.
now. It's gotta
get
Toronto.
Yeah, we gotta get Tagua from Darby in here and
Maple Leaf
Mafia. Maple Leaf
Mafia
is gonna come
we
out.
We're
yeah.
going for you. Came hard.
Yeah, yeah, bro. He, I mean, they got to rep hard for the six. You know,
hey,
like they got
six,
to.
Six.
Yeah. But elsewhere in MLS news, it was announced that the All-Star game was gonna be.
Yeah,
so they changed it from the Liga MX versus MLS All-Stars. Now it's going to be Arsenal versus MLS. It's going back to the way it was, I believe, pre-2020.
Why isn't it DC United? I thought it was like if you won the Supporter Shield, the All-Star game was at your location for some reason.
I don't know about that. I remember you mentioning that. I don't know if the validity of that. I think it was just a coincidence that it was in LA the year after they won the Supporter Shield in 2019. I think that was just a coincidence.
All right, somebody in the comments, let me know if I was wrong.
Let us know.
Yeah.
How does this work?
I felt like that was the rule.
It was like the reward for winning. Because, I mean, they just had it in LA. So I feel like if you win three back-to-back, you know what I mean? I don't know.
That doesn't mean anything. Your team got to get better.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, so it's in D.C. Arsenal's coming. What are you guys' thoughts? I know. So I think the why, I don't know exactly why. I probably should have researched a little bit more. But I'm guessing that it's because, you know, with the League's Cup coming, they kind of wanted to separate themselves
yeah.
a little bit from the Liga MX and, you know, trying to switch things. But it feels like it's going a step back now, going back to like the whole European team playing, coming over and playing their B team against the MLS All-Stars. What do y'all think?
I think it's good because, like, even though it's not a real, like, of course, we see those games and nobody's taking it real serious, but it's like a little bit of exposure for some of our top talent that we all know MLS is a selling league. We don't sure. want to retain players.
Sure,
so
sure.
it's basically like so other people can take it serious in a way that, like, even though this guy, we're destroying your B team, that shows that we have some talent here.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So even though it's not a real important game, but more eyes to the league.
It's a showcase yeah. for the players in the All-Star yeah. game to play in front of, you know, Mikel Arteta or, you know, whoever else is coming mm-hmm. over. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think the exposure, I think, though, you know what I think? I think we should go. I think we should
DC.
Go and cover it.
Yo, DC.
I got my Nike boots.
Chocolate City. Shout out to DMV. Head out there. All right. Yeah. We'll put a request
okay,
in
cool.
and see if that, you know, we can get
the head of HR, Gina Gunn tonight. Give her a new title.
She's the head of HR now. We
crunch some numbers. Yeah. Yeah. We'll see.
She's head of accounting.
We have to put her in the office.
John just like talk to Gina.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like to me, it's fine. You know, it's fine to have, to bring that in, make it cool. But like, do we need an All-Star game? Like, is that a thing?
No,
honestly, should it just be like the best 11? You know what
I
mean?
Like skills challenges, like shootouts. I'm telling you, bring back the shootouts for All-Star game. Just like,
yeah,
just give them 10 seconds sure. to score a goal. I'm like, man, bring it back.
Somebody
like
please listen to Julio.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yo, come on. That's uncalled for.
That's because he looks so confused.
Your face looks confused.
No, because you were like on his side for once. So he was like, what? Like,
I know. Like, well, you know, like I was trying to be nice with him and like be cool with him. He just, he needs to be more, he needs to be a little bit quicker on his
Hey,
feet.
First of all, Bridget,
I'm taking his
You lucky
down.
I'm a changed man. Like, I feel like I've gotten.
Oh, yeah. Why
peaceful.
Are you changed? Tell us.
Because
that pillow would have been upside your head
yeah.
like 2 months ago.
I know.
But pre-New Year's resolution.
That I'm in a better space now in my life.
Yeah. yeah.
I'm happy for you. Keep doing that.
I just realized that Bridge is a toxicness in my life, so yeah. just try to avoid her a little bit more.
Yeah. Uh-huh, no, but back to All-Star game. Like,
Wait,
we have so much stuff going on. Champions League.
That's
MLS,
what I was
the
just
regular
about
season,
to say.
And then Leagues Cup coming in the middle of the season.
Yeah, you want to play another?
There is
yeah.
so much going on.
Another Mexican team, like we're gonna see them like, all year, like
yeah. Like, so yeah. I mean,
I guess that's why you're saying like it's yeah. nice to have the Arsenal game.
Yeah,
right. So it's nice to have something to switch it up, right? Which I agree with, but is it necessary to have a game
but
amidst
isn't it,
all
period.
This stuff? Yeah,
isn't it going online with this MLS money grab this year?
Yeah,
right.
Possibly.
Yeah, and so
God,
so
dang,
and like, so it's makes it very difficult for teams to compete across all of these competitions. And we spoke about this off camera, I think last week, but like a team like LAFC, who is built they have a pretty deep squad.
They're built to win multiple.
We saw them play in the CONCACAF Champions League. They looked tired after that. You know, I think it was a Sunday to a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And so, like,
I was tired.
Yeah. So I mean, but so like, if you're like now with the addition of the League's Cup, like how are the contending teams right going to approach that competition? Are they gonna? I mean, like with the Open Cup, it's like similar where they get some experience for their younger guys. Maybe call up some academy guys to get to make their debuts or whatever. Are teams gonna take the League's Cup seriously? And for that matter, like should fans take it seriously?
But like, what cup should you take seriously?
Yeah,
it's League Cup. Champions, CONCACAF champions.
I mean, Austin was starting their B team in the CONCACAF Champions League game, which is wild.
The what?
Austin FC. Oh. They played Violette from Haiti.
Yeah.
And
they lost.
They lost because they played their reserves in the first game. They lost 3-0, and then they couldn't come back. Like, so if they're not taking Champions League seriously, what makes you think that they're going to be taking
I think seriously? LAFC is built for multiple championships, like from their first play. I mean, starter to their second string to third string, they are deep.
Mm-hmm.
They are deep.
Right. So a team like LAFC, which is deep, they're still showing up tired to midweek CONCACAF Champions League game. So, like, obviously MLS Cup is going to be, I mean, that's just the way it is. That's going to be the top priority for teams. Like we saw last year, Seattle Sounders won the CONCACAF Champions League. They laid an egg during the season, missed the playoffs, and everyone forgot. Everyone forgot they won the Champions League, especially with LAFC, winning that, wild MLS Cup final.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like now adding these competitions, which I think is good for like exposure and, bringing in money and whatnot. All that stuff is fine. Like I'm all for it. I want the leagues to be successful. I want this to continue to be growing. But like from a player's perspective, like is the League's Cup game going to be entertaining? Like,
what comes first, League's Cup and then the CONCACAF?
If I was me, I would try to win everything domestic. So for me, it would be MLS, Supporter Shield, and U.S. Open.
So that would be your top three, not CONCACAF Champions League?
Well, no. I think CONCACAF will be over U.S. Open Cup. But the thing is, it's tricky because, like, it you can tell the players, especially when it comes to, like, lower-level teams. Like, of course, they're already winning 3-0 against the team from Costa Rica, Alajuense, and you can tell they came in just like nonchalant, but can you blame them? They're like, it's a long season. Like,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is like, how can we expect these teams to go out? Cause like in a perfect world, like we'd be able to see them play their A lineup every single game and have those players go 100% every single time. But like Seattle last year, they went all out in Champions League. They had a lot of players go down in the season, which contributed to them not having a great MLS season. So like, how do you balance the priorities is my question. And for a less, like, quote unquote lesser prestigious tournament like League's Cup, which doesn't have any history, how is that going to be even fun to watch?
But like, do we say the same thing about these European teams? Like Real Madrid is playing Champions League, is playing domestic cup, still playing the King's Cup, the Copa del Rey. So like,
but that's like a little bit different because those have history and those.
But
like
it's still three tournaments that they if you want to be an elite team, a big team, it doesn't matter like what ranking the cup is. You got to go for every cup you can.
So then, what if the question is more of like, how are these teams preparing to take on multiple games in different cups, championships?
Exactly, that's the question. And
thank you
to your point, Julio. The European teams are built much deeper. Like, you know what I mean? Like a Man City B team, they have dudes coming off the bench that would be stars in any other league, So they're built a little bit deeper. They have more money in their pockets and those competitions have more kind of clout behind them to where like winning, like if you're not going to win the Premier League, but you have a chance to win not even the Champions League, but like the FA Cup, Carabao Cup, that still means stuff to the fans. Whereas the League's Cup, does anyone care as LAFC fans, do you guys care if they win the League's Cup?
I'm an MLS fan.
do you honestly care? Like,
no, I do.
I think it's cool to see them play against other teams.
Right, but
outside
like
of the
if would you want a League's Cup win over a CONCACAF Champions League?
I'm not gonna press judgment on it, but I'm gonna see if LAFC does make it to the final and you're playing whoever, like Pachuca, whoever. Mm-hmm. I don't know the teams that are in there.
Yeah.
But like, if you go in and you see like some subpar performance from both teams, it's like, oh, it's just a cup.
Exactly.
Then it'll be upsetting. But if it's like real competitive, like you can tell it's a final, then they'll be like, all right, this cup has something.
Sure, sure.
I also think excuse me. I also think it depends on like what I think for me, it's more of like understanding which one comes first and which one matters more. Like, is mm-hmm. there something that makes one matter more than the other?
So the technically, like if you win the League's Cup or if you finish in the top, I think the top four teams or top three teams get spots into the Champions League.
Okay.
So basically, I mean, that you're playing to get into Champions mm-hmm. League. So Champions League has like the higher priority, quote unquote. The money, like also the money cash prizes, like in Europe, you're winning, I don't know what the, but you're winning, you know, tens of millions of dollars if, or even more than that probably if you win the Champions League. CONCACAF Champions League, you're not, like, I don't even think the prize money is in seven figures. So like that's another thing to like kind of
consider
of like how teams are going to be competing in these tournaments when MLS Cup is always going to be at the top. Mm-hmm. That's just how it is. So I don't know. Well, I'm interested to seeing how it turns out. But
we should ask this question to the next player.
Yeah,
we have.
Yeah. Because that's,
we don't know the answer.
Yeah, I don't have the answers.
So something about this urban pitch, you know, we're gonna bring some soccer players here.
Yeah, and they're gonna improve when they come on the show. So y'all watching at home, shoot us a DM, shoot
slide
us an email.
If
y'all trying to be on the show, you know, hit us up.
Tell your manager, talk to my manager.
Yeah.
We can be both managed.
Okay, so let's switch gears here. Let's get into the NWSL. So
wait, before we let go of the MLS hop, has there been any player that stood out in this first 4 weeks for you guys?
Ooh. Yes. Thiago.
Almada. Yeah, he's
and
balling.
I say that
the Atlanta United
bro,
guy.
He's
a World Cup winner.
But hold
like,
up, that's what I was gonna
crazy.
Say. Hold on, but that's what I was gonna say. Like that. Okay, LAFC is off of their high from the championship win, and he's off of that Argentinian high.
He's like
what's
an MLS Cup?
What
like,
is
yeah,
this?
That's
like,
cute.
This is light work. He like, that's where I'm, like he's not standing out as in like he's growing. He's just like showing
he
who
shows
he
that
is.
Free kick he has.
You know, he shows
Yo.
He's a different level.
Oh my
but
he's
like
on
I think Boanga from LAFC.
Oh,
yeah,
he's
Boanga,
MVP
Boanga.
Material.
Yeah, and then like I was
year.
Like, all right, so I think he hasn't hit his stride yet. But like I said it before, anything I like, my pick was Ricky
Pujol.
Yeah,
to win MVP.
For win MVP. So I think, yeah, but
I think Boanga is coming
yeah,
in.
This four weeks. Boanga for sure because he's been scoring. Last game he didn't score, but in the games coming from games back to back. Almeida he's
balling.
Yeah, they told me about him and I was like, yeah, no, whatever. Like,
he's
the truth.
Baller.
Yeah. So yeah. it brings me happiness because like. A Ricky Almeida, like you show this league is growing because those players are not MLS players; those are world class players.
Well, Almeida, I think, is the most expensive
29 million
MLS?
Like that.
Yeah, MLS player to be bought. So
yeah,
he's putting out for it. So like,
Atlanta United, for some reason, like they know what they're doing there.
Yeah,
they have fall off. They've tried to bring other Argentinian players, and like,
yeah,
it hasn't worked out. But they've spent the money. They brought up, I forgot the player's name from River Plate. They paid a lot of money for him. It didn't work out. He was South American Player of the Year. Everybody thought he was going to plan out, but he didn't. But this kid is the truth. He's only like 21 as well.
Yeah. Another guy, we saw him here with the men's national team, Kate Cowell with the Earthquakes. Mm. He's a young guy. I haven't watched any Earthquake game yet. I'm still, you know, catching up on the league pass or a season pass, but he's gonna be a guy that I think is gonna, you know,
he's the one for the U.S. men's.
He's only
like 18, 19.
Yeah, he's young. He's 19, really? I think. He's on his way out of the league though. He's not gonna.
He's
be
the one with like the curly hair.
Yeah.
His cowboy.
Yeah, his
outfit
cowboy.
Was
yeah.
I had to
take him to Picolandia.
Yeah, I was really about to take him over there with me, dude. That outfit was sick.
No, but yeah, he's so quick.
Yeah, he's good too. He's good too.
He's a baller.
What about, I said Thiago, but what about you?
He said Boanga.
Boanga.
Yeah.
What about you?
I said Kate Cowell.
Oh, okay. Also that.
She's only paying attention to what's going on.
Sorry. I'm just paying attention to
she was paying attention
to the cowboy hat. I was just remembering. I was like in my moment. I was daydreaming.
Yeah.
What's his, there's this kid, Caleb Wiley?
Oh yeah, Caleb Wiley. Yeah, he's on Atlanta too.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's what I was about to say. Those two stand out. And Atlanta United in general, like I think that's one of my other favorite.
Be
like,
careful with them. Like that season, LA, that first season, LAFC came out. It was the same year Atlanta United won the championship. And like, I remember like the first, I think it was the first five games, LAFC was like, oh, this team is so good. And they played Atlanta United and they got smacked.
Yeah.
So Atlanta like
always, last year was a bit of a down year, but they always have a solid team.
Yeah, you gotta be like, do never count out Atlanta United.
That's a team to watch, to look out for this year.
And that's another like recent team that's come into the league that's you know really made a mark.
Yeah.
In terms of fans, they won a championship. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Even the coaches they brought in is like world class.
Yeah,
coaches.
Yeah, yeah. That's they had Tata Martino in there. Yeah,
never count out Atlanta United out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, what was the dude they also had who Jose Mourinho dissed? He's the Netherlands coach. Damn, and Jose Mourinho said he was the worst Premier League coach of all time. Damn, I can't think of his name. But that was one of the that's an absolute bar when they were like talking from Mourinho. But yeah, so y'all good on MLS?
Yeah.
Switch to NWSL. All right. Yeah. Let's go. Bridge is holding this. She's.
No,
like
no,
a lot ahead. Of pauses.
I honestly, it's been a long week, so I'm not really here, but I'm here.
Okay, that's good to know. That's really good to know.
She's halfway out the door. I'm telling you, egos is crazy.
Yeah.
My email is going crazy.
I honestly like the better one was just me and Julio.
Yeah, anyway, honestly.
So, yeah, whatever.
If I go, I'm taking my peoples with me, so your numbers are gonna go down.
We had numbers before you got here.
What are you talking about? Okay, let's not get into this right now. This is
what's
ridiculous.
That saying? Appreciate what you have before it's gone.
Oh my God, dude. Yeah. Like,
and what is that saying? Everything is replaceable? Like, I don't know. Like, a lot of things.
No.
A lot of things are saying.
Nothing lasts forever.
Nothing lasts forever?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm irreplaceable.
Okay. You can go to the left, to the left. We're going to Beyonce bars.
You are to the left, to the left. Take your box. Go outside.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll be inviting everyone over. From barbecues to girls' night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy, the way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
All right, let's get all right, to
let's
the
go. Let's move on.
So, NWSL's kicking off this weekend. This weekend. One thing, I mean, before the season starts, yeah, I'm not even paying attention to what's going on over there. But
leave him over there on his own.
So, before the season starts, you know, there's obviously a lot of storylines here and there. You know, Portland looking to repeat, Angel City looking to kind of get their you know rebound after missing the playoffs. But the most important part is new kits. And you know we've seen some new jerseys kids? Drop.
Angel City came in hard with the away jerseys.
You like the yes. the new Angel City kit.
Yes.
Okay.
I was like,
what?
Yeah. No,
what is Brit like? What is going
wrong
on?
Bridge, I'm telling you.
Bridget is like.
I don't know what you were gonna say. I'm telling you. All right. It's okay. Anyway. Jeez,
dirty thoughts. Dirty thoughts with Bridget. Go.
Yeah. no. So all right. So speak on it, Julio, because I think that was a bit of a polarizing jersey.
Yeah.
Like, because last year I think. For the most part, everybody liked the jerseys. This year, that away kit kind of, you know, had mixed feelings. What? So your
whole storyline, like the cement, like it just shows like community. Mm-hmm. I just like the white, pink, gray, like like
combination.
Not enough pink though for me.
Yeah,
of course for you.
Yeah,
but like I like it. Like it's subtle, but it stands out.
Uh-huh. Remember, he's simple.
He's a simple guy.
He
so
likes the simple
yeah,
things
I mean,
life.
So I think. I think the simplicity is nice, and I think, you know,
like, but to make simple look nice is hard.
Yeah, you have to get the details right, and I think just a little bit more pink on there would have been, because especially I don't know, it's just accents.
That would have been good too, though.
You know, like how when they have like the outer space, the satellite shot, yeah. You can see the lights. Mm-hmm. If they would have had like the lights, but in like pink, that would have been a nice touch. I don't know. I like the last year's away kit better than this year's. But I mean, it's not. They came out with the patches that you can customize them.
Yeah, I think that's super dope.
That was really cool.
I love that. I love like incorporating community and culture. Mm-hmm. The fact that like you can do that in different ways.
Yeah,
based and on, like, putting who you identify.
And a patch is a great idea. Yeah, I mean, you know, that is customizable. So smart. Put a personal touch with, you know.
That's one of my favorite parts of it.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite part.
Yeah, I wish it had more pink too.
Whose favorite part is it? My favorite part. No, my favorite part.
It's ours.
It's there
ours.
We go.
You're not involved.
We're a team. Yeah, we're a team, guys.
Yeah, we can share. elsewhere, though, I thought Chicago's the new black kit from Chicago Red Stars. I was gonna say Red Fire. last year their jersey was kind of meh to me. They had like a cartoon of the L train. It was like animated, and it just looked kind of childish to me. But I like the new one. The new one's sleek. It's stylish. Any others that stood out to you guys?
I haven't really looked at them, to be honest.
Damn, we had a freaking whole call.
Yeah,
we had a whole call.
Okay, go ahead. Over. Which
I said
other
mine,
one?
I like Angel City. As an Angel City fan,
everybody knows Angel City.
Not you, apparently.
I know Angel City, and I said I wish they had more pink. What other one? Go ahead, please.
First
tell
of all,
me.
I am not gonna give you the test answers.
He didn't do his homework because he never does. The it. New York, at least I admit it.
The New York aqua blue ones are pretty sick too.
The New York Gotham.
Yeah, Gotham. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
don't
you just
me.
You just saw that because they're gonna play them on Sunday.
No, but like the jersey's cool. First of all, we had Didi on, and they had a whole little photo shoot under the Brooklyn Bridge. That they always have a great atmosphere when they release the jerseys. Shout out to me for making my research.
He went deep for that one.
Yeah,
he was,
for real.
The wheels were turning up there. Like, he was delaying.
Come back to me.
New York, Gotham. Yeah, there we go. Hey, but no, shout out to him. He made the save.
Yeah,
took
a
little bit longer than maybe necessary. Sorry, a little bit. But he was sweating.
He passed the Key and Peele
sweat drops.
Baby, I was hacked. It wasn't me. I didn't reply to that message.
Oh my gosh, man.
But another thing, NWSL. So NWSL is now in FIFA 23. Shout out to that.
No. You can start shout out to.
And the they gave our girl Kaylin Sheridan a haircut. She's out there. There's a lot of bugs.
I felt that. That was not cool at all.
It felt like we were looking at GTA characters.
Right. Like the
FIFA 2001. Like, come on,
just like.
Right.
But you were saying it's normal for
so
glitch.
I think yeah, so we've seen this in the past where like players will like see their likeness on FIFA, right. 2K, whatever. And they'll be like, yo, what is this, man?
Like Madison Hammond looked bad.
They did Madison Hammond dirty.
There
they
was
gave
like
her the
no
bowl
comparison.
Cut. Yeah, they gave
like,
her the
it felt like the like it looked like the hair was peeling off a little bit.
Yeah, she had the they gave her the wide lineup.
Yeah.
Wow. Her story, I don't know if y'all saw her story. She was funny. She was like, hey, at least I got some thick thighs. I've always wanted those.
That was funny.
That was funny.
Yo, but Sydney LaRue was roasted. Oh. She was going off, man.
She said,
like,
y'all go, this is gonna scare my kids.
This is gonna scare my kids. I forget what she said about Madison that was hilarious. She made it her profile picture.
Dude, that's
too.
What I was about to say. Like, they should all just make it their profile pictures.
But like, at least they're having fun with it. But hopefully they fix it soon.
It's not a great look, but
it's
just like bugs in the system. And hopefully the patch will come out soon.
If they don't fix it by summer, like, I'll go ball too.
You don't think that?
Oh, he said it. Kaylin, he's standing in shared
again,
solidarity.
We stand strong. We were both roasting Ramsey, so we're standing strong together.
Yeah, they were roasting me that day. And it was hot, remember?
It was hot.
It was in the other studio.
One-time studio.
Sweating.
Yeah, and there's no AC.
You almost got jacked before getting inside. The guy followed
That's
us.
That's right. Yeah, the guy followed us.
We were good.
Yeah. It was not.
You got a phone call? Looked it up. I'm like,
that's why it was a one-time studio.
Yeah, one-time studio.
One and done.
Yeah,
like, we're never coming back.
The budget wasn't up there yet. We're working on it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're trying to.
You know, we're slowly coming up. You know.
Yeah, I mean, any way we could save money, we can, like we're trying to. You know, we got to be frugal.
Started from the bottom. Now we here.
But yeah, it was not the ideal. that elevator. Cool. Remember the elevator?
The elevator looked sketchy.
We're on like the fourth floor too, so we had all this
yeah, equipment. It was just us three. It was Roy, me, and Ramsey. We were trying to go up.
Roy said, "Just put the box in the elevator, and we'll walk up the stairs," because he didn't trust it.
He's like, let the equipment go.
Yeah,
not me.
Yeah.
Hotels are still for real.
Yeah, yeah.
Dang.
But yeah, hopefully we shout out to Kaylin. Hopefully they get her down, because in the commercial she looked good. That looked like her. In the commercial
the
for
promos?
I think they just gotta update their PS5.
Yeah, they need a software update.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
But how is the Angel City team looking this year? Is you as a season ticket holder?
Yeah, I mean. We saw, were you guys at the Club America game?
No.
Did you guys go?
Julio
was there. Julio was right behind
me. He was
creeping. Yeah, he's seeing a picture of the back of my head. I was like, yo, where is he?
Where are you?
I was in the shadows.
Yeah, so, I mean, Angel City, so, Alyssa Thompson, I'll start with the good stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Alyssa Thompson.
Baller.
She's the real deal.
Yo.
Hey, mad respect for her.
She was by far the best player on the field. At that age, like I thought, you know, it was gonna be kind of like a, you know, get acclimated to, you know, maybe there's some nerves, but yo, from the jump, she was coming like she came in like hot, and like the first two touches she had, I mean, like that goal was in the first 5 minutes of the game.
Something I noticed about her compared to her teammates, her first touch, her first touch is legit. Like the ball was not bouncing all over the place.
Yeah,
it was right in front of her. She was spinning with the ball correctly. At times, it looked like she was thinking too fast for her teammates to process.
Yeah.
But, like, that's good. Like, that's only going to increase the level of the teammates.
Right.
And she's only 18.
Yeah, and she was fast. She was quick. She was quick on the ball, you know, to be, like, that physically, like, advanced at her age, you know? I mean, that's, like, something that you would expect to kind of develop.
She's a real deal.
You know what this goes back to? It goes back to the fact that she's been, growing up, like, she's been training with boys. Yeah. She's been training against guys and with them and like practicing the way that they're trained.
Yeah.
And that makes a huge difference. That makes a huge, huge difference. And I think that that's what it is for her, that she has that like that technical skill is being built because she's being trained like the guys.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really excited to see her play on Sunday. I would have liked to see a little bit of a bigger move in the midfield. But our girl Madison Hammond was playing midfield.
She was doing good.
It looked like she was still getting used to the position.
Yeah, she looked like she was trying to go wide a lot of the times.
Yeah, and I think, you know, making a move. I mean, she was a reserve last year for the most part. I mean, she started a couple games, but going from like a reserve outside back, she had versatility to where she could play center outside, moving her up into that kind of holding mid role. Like, I mean, Freya Kuhn.
She was covering a lot of space, though. She was.
Yeah,
she was
mobile. She's mobile, right? And it's just like getting those passes down, being crisp and being like on point. That's like, I feel like, going to take a little bit of time. But
I think she has
the skill set to do it. It opens up because we do have a lot of defenders, like quality defenders. We just got an outside back from North Carolina, Matthias. I think she might be hurt. I mean, injuries have really, like, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, Sydney and Kristen
came like
Press.
This last season.
Yeah.
Which
like,
was wild.
I don't even know if Kristen's going to play this year. Sydney LaRue, we haven't really seen her. She's not in a boot anymore. So, I mean, that front three, if we can get Alyssa, Sydney, and Kristen up front, like, I mean, that's about as good as an attacking front.
That's good.
That's the ideal.
Yeah. So, I mean, Didi's holding it down. Didi's looking great.
Shout out to Didi.
Holding it down.
Yeah.
I just honestly, like, I'll be going home and like, yeah.
<He's crying. laughs>
Every time I see Didi, I just get inspired to be gully. I be jumping in my bed like, ah. Didi be flying, yo.
Yeah.
Something about Didi, she be flying. And then, like, I just love her energy because when she makes a great stop, she hits the crowd, she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
Or she'll make a great save and then start yelling at the outside back who wasn't coming back in time.
She's like, you didn't do it correctly.
She's a whole vibe.
She's got fire. Yeah. She's at that leadership.
I just love Didi.
Watching her play is fun.
That's like how a goalie should be. Mm-hmm. They should have that kind of like energy and like push being the one in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to go watch the whole season with just Didi. She's going to look at the goalies.
Legs up
in the back. Just hi, Didi. No, but like she's just amazing. Like honestly, like I just love her energy. Like, I as a defender, I would love to play with somebody like that. Yeah. Because the minute she starts talking trash, I'm talking trash. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, what you going to do?
Number one Didi stan.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Number one Didi fan.
Oh, my God, man. Just, like, seeing her growth, like, last season, like, they had her as a starter, but they were like, oh, we brought another goalie in.
Right.
But then she was just cemented as a starter. She shut it down.
She shut it down. She showed who she was.
It was her first year as a full starter. Yeah,
and it was, like, the only bright position we had last year.
Mm-hmm.
Not talking trash, but, like, the only real bright position.
The solid one. Yeah, the most solid.
Angel City, like, the most consistent one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The one that brought, like, the vibes, like, even though we could
A game every time.
Yeah, we could have been down 2-1, and then Didi makes a great stop, and everybody's like, yeah, and everybody's like, yeah.
Right, yeah.
So,
she's by far the most consistent player.
Yeah, shout out to Didi. Like, she makes that team what it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Urban Pitch Boost.
Yeah. But I don't know if you guys saw, but they brought in another goalkeeper for training the other day.
From Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I saw that. Zorro from Ted Lasso. He's been to a bunch of LAFC games.
Yeah.
He's been to Angel City games too. So he's been out here, but they did like a kind of cool promo video.
Yeah, I saw it. He was training with them. Huh?
He was training with the goalie, and he didn't make the team, unfortunately. But you know,
next time they said they're gonna call him.
Yeah, but I mean, Ted Lasso's back. Have you guys
season 3
peeped the new season yet? Are you guys going back for a rewatch? What are the vibes on
I just started it because I have a watch list, so you know, we can't go into it unorganized, like there's a you know,
so you have a whole list of
I have a whole list of shows to watch.
You just see your board at home, like, it's crazy.
It's just like, you know, 2023 goals: Netflix,
Hulu,
gym, Hulu, HBO Max, maybe, and gym's still like pending.
ChristianMingo.com.
Farmers Only. She's looking for Kate Cowell on Farmers Only.
Bye, some boys. No, but I just started Ted Lasso again. I mean, I just started Ted Lasso season 1. And like I was telling you guys off before we started, it definitely gives me Club de Cuervo vibes. And that show is so funny. Like, hilarious. If you haven't seen it, watch Club de Cuervos. It's hilarious.
It's on my list. That's on my list to watch.
I forgot who said it, though. Like, I'm just trying to be devil's advocate. But, like, I saw something online where, like, Ted Lasso was wrong with American soccer. I mean,
there's
it shows, like, we don't take soccer serious.
Seriously?
I'm like, dude, like, too deep.
It's become, like, the edgy, cool thing to hate on Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Just to be like, because, I mean, the whole premise of the show is that, like, comedy, like, if you look at, like, sitcoms or comedy in the last couple of years, a lot of it is, like, edgy, snarky, you know, like, there's, like, a mean streak to them, which I think works. Like, if you take a look at a show like Succession, which isn't really, like, a straight-up comedy, but that has, like, a mean streak to it where, like, a lot of, you know, the humor is coming from, like, you know, like it's not, like, wholesome or you know, good-hearted in the way that Ted Lasso is. So when that kind of... That was like the whole appeal of it when it first came. It took a lot of people by surprise because, I mean, it was like a commercial idea from like the 2000s, you know, when NBC was doing these commercials with Jason Sudeikis in the Ted Lasso character. And then like they're making into a whole full show. And it's like, you know, is this going to work? It looks kind of goofy. And then, you know, it took a lot of people by surprise. And then it was like right in the middle of COVID, the early pandemic. So nobody was doing anything. It hit at the perfect time.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was funny.
Yeah, and it was funny. Like, it was, like, legitimately good. And a lot of people, you know, it had an almost universal acceptance rate. And then there was, like, that one edgy guy. I was like, you know what? Actually, Ted Lasso sucks. You know?
It's yeah.
Like, and it's just like, dude, like, we get it. You're cool, man. Like, you're really cool.
It, bro.
The Beatles suck.
No.
You know? Like,
but the,
like,
argument is basically saying, like, that shows how much Americans know about soccer. Like,
So that's one argument, and it was a coach that said that.
Yeah.
It was, I forget who it was. It wasn't
Jesse
Marsh.
I think it's a Philadelphia coach.
Oh, it was. Yeah. You're right. It was. It was the
forget
Philadelphia.
Forget you, Philadelphia. Beat you in the final.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's why y'all didn't take the cup. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I mean.
Ginger.
JK.
No. Hey, he's got some nice shoe game, though.
He's
almost on Berhalter's level.
Honestly, like, somebody was telling me they just got into Ted Lasso. I was like, is Ted Lasso just playing a Berhalter role? I'm like, I don't think so, because he was there, but, like, he was playing that role before, like, Berhalter became the shoe guy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, Sudeikis,
he has great shoe games.
He's been, that guy's had good taste in shoes, you know, for a while. But, yeah, so now heading into its third season, so I watched the first, I think, two episodes, and it's kind of started off a little bit, you know, like, there's some good moments for sure, but now I'm trying to, see, I think this might be the last season, I think.
Because where do you go from there? Because it's usually most soccer shows is start in the first division, go second, and work right. your way back.
Exactly. To the so now yeah. they're back in the Premier League, whatever, all this and that. And now we don't have that surprise factor of like, oh, you know what, this is really wholesome, good-natured show. Like, it's a breath of fresh air. It's not fresh anymore just because you have two seasons. I think the right. second season kind of suffered from that a little bit, and that it wasn't as good as the first. There's some weird choices in there as well, like the relationship with the.
Don't spoil
I'm not
going to
spoil it with you, for you. Now, so I'm excited to see like how it develops and if it can kind of, you know, like it's like a music artist, you know, when they first come out with their debut album, it's like, oh wow, this is a new voice. They have a lot to say. Mm-hmm. I like this. It's different. I haven't heard this before. And then they come out with the second album, and it's just like
we all love B.O.B. first album after B.O.B.
What happened to B.O.B.? You know what I mean? Like, so I think it's kind of that, it's in that range right now where it's like not bad. Like, it was very enjoyable the first two episodes, but it's just like, now how can it get better?
For me? I don't know if it was like a commercial promo for the show, but I haven't seen the third episode, but they were showing like him talking about mental health.
Yeah, so that was a big plot line through, and
it goes back to his set because he was talking to a therapist,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not. I don't think that's spoiling. That's not a big spoiler. Season two, they have the sports psychologist who comes in, and then you know he starts unpacking it with Coach Lasso. But yeah, so I mean, that is a through line throughout the second, and
that was good though.
Honestly, like you'd think that it would continue into season three. So.
Yeah, because most of the athletes, pro athletes that we've had here, they all talk about going back to Didi.
Yeah.
Talk about like their mental health issues, how important it is as a player, because you're gonna have your ups and downs. Mm-hmm. You're gonna
stay on that steady line, and not to get high, not to get too high, low. Not to get too low. So it's definitely a factor. Like the mental part of the game is, you know, a huge part of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's good that they brought that in.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I'm probably watch the whole thing tonight.
Ooh, I like that.
Ooh, I like that.
We're bringing all
first of two, baby.
Yeah.
First of two.
Could it be?
Or would you rather?
Stay tuned.
Would you rather be second to one for the CONCACAF Champions League?
Second to one, baby.
Second to one. After Seattle last year, we're gonna be second to one.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh man, I think we could wrap here. Is there anything else y'all wanted to?
I want to know what stadium would you all want to go to if we could go to any game this season? What stadium?
Okay. Austin by far.
Austin was the first one that came to my head.
I just want to see the green lights.
Yeah, I mean,
I want to go to St. Louis too, though.
St. Louis would be good. I'm trying to think of like the city too.
Yeah,
like you know, in addition to like Austin would be cool. You know, Austin, there's a lot of stuff to do.
I'm trying to GoFundMe.
Yeah,
send us.
You know,
I think that's the one. That's the one. Yeah. DC for the All Star game too.
Yeah,
DC for the All Star game. Yeah,
DC because of the freaking just the history of the club. Like that was the premier. Yeah. That was the premier club before Galaxy.
Yeah, back to back.
Back to back.
I would do. I would want to do Atlanta or.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, I fumbled.
Yeah,
fumbled. That question.
No, I mean Austin's still a good answer. Austin's still a good answer.
Yeah, but Atlanta would be sick, and then also the city.
Yeah,
it's just all there. You
know, Magic City,
and then
for the wings,
and then Nashville.
I was thinking Nashville too.
Really?
Yeah, I was thinking Nashville.
tell Mal like how is it? She's out there.
Mal's Mal's in Nashville
spring
right
break.
Now. Yeah, she's on spring break. She's got a bachelor party or bachelorette party out there.
It's probably on her seventh mimosa right now.
Also, really quick, I just thought of this. On Saturday, LAFC plays FC Dallas. Mm-hmm. Sebastian Legit is on FC Dallas.
We're not going to get into all that. There's a lot of conjecture.
Rumor has it
he's being a ain't.
No. We're not going to do that. We're not doing this. We're not doing
so
this.
First
we're
of all,
not gonna put, we're not going to put dirt on a man's name.
For
that
allegations.
Allegedly. Right. But I'm just saying, depending on how things go, okay. I'm just curious to see how the fans are going to react.
Okay.
You didn't let me finish.
Well, I thought you were just going to start slandering.
I'm not going to go into it. Maybe next week we can go into it.
Once
we get
more details.
More tea is spilled. Yeah. Then once our cup is like more than half full, we could talk about it. But okay. I'm just saying,
Bridges,
he's
going to
be out here. That's going to be interesting.
Bridges, it will hurt, girl.
Hey, if they hurt my girl Becky G, I'm hurt.
Yo, I'm all for people staying loyal. So that's all I'll say.
I'm all for if you know, stay away.
Okay, we're not doing this now. All right, we're wrapping
this
up.
We're going to end on stay loyal.
Yeah, stay loyal.
Stay loyal, stay tuned.
Salvadorians don't cheat.
Stay classy, San Diego. this has been the Urban Pitch Podcast. This is where, I don't know what's going
103,
on.
Yeah, baby. 103,
We're running on baby. 3 hours of sleep. Yeah, but keep it top 10. We got guests coming in. We got more solo episodes in the pipeline.
Dolo, dolo. How I live my life.
Yeah. Yeah, come on. But we appreciate everybody who's been watching. You know, leave us a review.
Thumbs up, like it up.
Five comment, stars, like, whatever. Subscribe. Do all that, whatnot. But until next time, we'll catch you then. For Julio Monterosa, Bridget Flores, I'm Ramsey Akushala. We'll catch y'all next time. We're out of here.
Legit didn't do it.
I know you did not just forget about it.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.